All right. Well, we've made the announcement, and several people already know about this, but we all went ahead and spoke to Sister Sanders, and we asked her for this special request, and that is to hear the voice of our beloved Elder Sanders. We want to hear him this morning, and he's going to share some great things. But before that takes place, Sister Sanders went ahead and reminded us, I was not even aware of this church, that Elder Sanders was on birthday, was on July 7th here a few days ago, and that today, this day, July 11th, is the anniversary of Elder Sanders passing away 1 year ago today. I did not know this. We had planned for this here in the last few days, but you know what? It was meant to be. And so we are so happy and thrilled to have Elder Sanders' voice speaking to us this morning. And the message that Brother Jacob, and he did a lot of hard work to be able to put this together, we're going to go ahead and break up this message into two parts. Part one message today, and it's going to be the message that Elder Sanders gave, and he gave it a title, Take a Lickin' But Keep on Tickin'. And that's Elder Sanders' style. And this morning we're going to hear part one of that message, and I believe that Jacob is ready to go. Jacob, are we ready, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes.
All right. Go right ahead, sir.
Somebody said, ooh. I want to ask you to pray for me and pray with me. You want to hear what the Lord has to say? Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the almighty name of Jesus, bring forth your word, Lord God. Bring forth your word. Give us the thoughts. Give us the understanding. Give us the words to explain the thoughts. Help us not to add to or take away from your word. Give us understanding. Give us understanding. Give us a heart and a mind to obey. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name. I want to remember our pastor, honor our pastor and first lady in their absence. In the book of Revelation, chapter 3, in verse 19. I'm just using this as a starting point. I'm not that deep to go into Revelation, so I'm going to hit this and get out of here. Revelation chapter 3, verse 19 says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. You may be seated. You don't have to. I don't do the water thing. I'll probably do it tonight just because I said that. Jesus is doing the talking, and he said, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Not too many of us like to be rebuked or chase, but it's something that's needed. We're going to use for a thought tonight, take a licking, but keep on ticking. Take a licking, but keep on ticking. In verse 20 of that same chapter, Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. St. John chapter 10, Jesus says, my sheep hear, they know, and they obey my voice. Talking about his sheep. Not talking about goats. Goats will eat anything. They don't hear. They're always bucking. Sheep. Lord says, you are my people and the sheep of my pasture. Anything in life, we're going to have to be corrected. It doesn't matter what it is. You're going to be corrected. If you're not corrected, you're going to be a mess. Just flat out going to be a mess. Remember when I was coming up in high school and basketball was my love? I wasn't doing too good in school. I was in the locker room. I think I was on junior varsity. Mr. Adams was the varsity coach. In front of everybody. Kicked me in my behind. I don't mean that. I mean with his foot. And I mean my back parts. He said, if you want to play for me, he said, you get them grades up. I wanted to play varsity basketball. That's my dream. I got my grades up, got on the honor roll. Started a few games my junior year. Started every game my senior year. But it takes correction. It takes correction from someone that you're going to listen to. Now, Brother Brendan said he'll listen to me. Amen. Not because it's me and him, but I'm just saying you got to have someone that you're going to listen to. May not be Brother Sanders, but there's got to be someone that you will listen to when it comes time for correction. I think about sports and different things and how it's so intense now. You practice. Because you're trying to get this thing down right. There's certain positions in football, they don't want them doing certain things. They don't want you way over here when you're supposed to be over here. And they'll tell you, we don't want you over here. We practiced in basketball one time with a ball that wouldn't bounce. It was just, all you could do was pass it. Put it on the floor, bam, it just stayed there. Because coach didn't want us dribbling the ball, want us passing the ball. Takes correction. In Proverbs chapter 22, in verse 15, it says, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Without changing the meaning of this, if you'll bear with me, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child of God. But the rod of correction shall drive it far from himself. When the pastor is trying to talk to you, talk to us, I have been corrected by the pastor. It takes correction in everything that you do. Foolishness is lacking sense, judgment, or discretion. It's ridiculous behavior. Foolishness. If we don't train our children the way the Bible says train them, we're going to have a lot of problems with them. If you don't listen to Pastor Clark, you're going to have a lot of problems. Trying to stay in my place tonight. You can tell where somebody's coming from a lot of times by how they dress. You can see these men out here, and they got on sweats and different things. They're trying to identify with something. They'll wear Lakers number 24, and I think that's Kobe now. See, they're trying to identify with something. Where you wear your hair, everything. You're trying to identify with something. Bible said the Lord's looking on the heart. But what's on the outside is reflection, what's on the inside. What's on the outside. You can tell where somebody's coming from a lot of time by the way they dress. I ain't talking just to the sisters, I'm talking to the brothers too. I'm talking to everybody. I don't know how many pastors most of you have. I've had, this is Pastor Clark's my third pastor. Pastor Clark is going to be hard to beat. He's going to be hard to beat. I'm not saying he's the best, but he's in the top. I haven't been under all the pastors, but I have sat with Pastor Clark. I know his heart. His heart is his church. He's always telling the church, I love you, I love you, I love you. I told him, stop saying that. I'm serious. I've told him more than once. I said, stop telling them people that you love them. Yeah, y'all just take advantage of him. I love you. Yeah, okay, Pastor loves me. I can get away with this. I know I'm telling the truth. I know I'm telling the truth. I love you. He means it. He means it from his heart. He loves you. I have told Pastor Clark more than once, stop telling them people that. Y'all laughing. Y'all probably the ones that's acting up. Y'all just laughing. Because y'all know I'm right down your street. You got a good one. A husband that has a good wife, and I have one, or a wife that has a good husband, you know when you got a good one. And you know when you got a lemon. Y'all the laugher must have a limit. Must think you got a limit. I already cleared myself. I said, I got a good one. Did you hear that, honey? You hear me? Okay, I got a good one. When you have a good pastor, which Pastor Clark is, you need to appreciate him. You need to think about what this is all about. This is about getting from earth to glory. This is about getting to heaven, and it's going to take some correction to get there. We're working on perfection. We're not perfected yet. We're getting there. We're working on some things. I was talking to someone tonight, and we all got problems. This is hard to believe, I know, but I'm going to run this by you. Brother Sanders got some problems. I know that's hard for y'all to believe, but I got some problems. And there's some things I'm working on. There's some things that's dormant in my life. I'm working on that thing. If I don't keep praying and fasting and reading the Word, that thing will flare up. Now, prayer and fasting and reading the Word keeps that thing under submission. But see, Brother Sanders knows Brother Sanders. Now, there's some things in you. I'm talking to everybody within the sound of my voice. There's things in you. And they might be dormant. But if you don't keep them in check, they will flare up. Talking about correction here. Now, there's some things in us that we'll never do. We didn't do it when we was in the world. We're not going to bring it into the church. But there is some things in us that need to be corrected. Got to keep it under submission. In the book of Jeremiah, it says, "And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding." Now, focus on that word, feed. "And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding." A pastor, the word pastor means a shepherd to feed or a feeder. That's what Pastor Clark does. Sometimes I've talked to Pastor Clark, and he'll ask me some things. And I talk without really thinking. I was asking the Lord for wisdom, and I didn't know if I had it, but I'm thinking that I have it, and I'm just talking. And I got to the point, I said, I'm through with that. I told him. I said, I'm praying for wisdom, so when you ask me something, I want to give you godly advice or godly counsel. I don't want to be just in here giving you my opinion. Anybody can come in here and give you their opinion. I said, I'm not on your level. I don't have your mind. I said, but if you ask me something, I want to give you a godly answer. See, that's my prayer. I don't want to be just sitting in there, well, I think this, and I think I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. He asked me something not too long ago, what do you think about this? And I said, I don't know, Pastor. I said, let me pray about it. Let me pray about it, because I didn't have an answer. I didn't feel like I had an answer from the Lord yet. I don't want to be sitting in there just running off at the mouth. Got diarrhea of the mouth. I don't want to do that. I want to help my pastor. In the book of Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 17, it says, "Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your soul, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you," for us. Unprofitable means hurtful or harmful. If pastor can't give a good account of each and every one of us, that's not good for us. Submission is a hard thing. Most of us are, a lot of us are 3 times 7. Some of us 4 times 7, 5 times 7, 6 times 7. And you're grown. You can't get grown in the church. You can't get grown under a pastor. Let me rephrase that. You can't get heady. We want the pastor, the Lord, and the pastor wants you to grow up, but don't get heady. Pastor Clark allows people to do a lot of things here that I have never The other pastors that I have been on, they don't allow that. He gives people authority, and he wants them to do things. He wants them to talk to people. He wants them to take care of business. Takes the pressure off of him. He's a good one. He's a good one. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, it says, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because straight," and that means tight or narrow, "is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." You can't be all over the place trying to make your way to heaven. A lot of times you don't do things, and we don't do things because we're too much in the flesh. We're just flat out too much in the flesh. We have to take correction. I guess in the world you say you just got to bite the bullet sometime. We got ways that need to be changed. In the book of Joshua, when they were getting ready to go over, and the Lord told them, stay 2,000 cubits behind the ark. That's over a half a mile. He said, you ain't been this way before. We ain't been this way before. No matter what kind of knowledge or expertise you have in the world, when you come into the church, it's a brand new ball game. It's a brand new ball game. The rules change, everything changes. You're always going to be told what to do. That does not, you got a job, you're going to be told what to do. Even if you're the boss and you go to the bank, they're going to tell you what to do. Somebody is going to tell you what to do. For you to be successful, for us to be successful in life, we have to take instruction and correction. I pray that prayer. I want direction from the Lord, I want protection, and I want correction. We all need correction. In Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25, says, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." Got to let the Holy Ghost lead you and guide you. Got to take instruction and correction from your pastor and different ones. He's going to give different people authority to talk to different ones. You got to hear what they say. In the book of St. John, chapter 16, verse 13, it says, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." It's been said you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. They say the mind is a terrible thing to waste. What about the soul? If the mind is a terrible thing to waste, what about the soul? Nobody or anyone can save your soul but you. I love my wife. I cannot save her soul. I try to be an example to her, try to help her. Pastor Clark tries to help us. He cannot save us. You have to make that decision. I believe with all my heart that there's a heaven and there's a hell. I don't like pain. I don't like pain. I don't want to be a disappointment to the Lord. I don't want to be a disappointment to Him.
Praise the Lord, church. I believe Brother Jacob has already... this concludes our part one of Elder Sanders' message, and we do have someone, a special person, who's going to give us a word. I want to make sure that we can hear him. Pastor Clark, are you there, sir?
Yes, Brother Vic. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear, Pastor.
Well, God bless you today, church. My wife and I have taken Casey Lynn and Seth, and we have been on a two-day road trip. We came over to Ventura, and we are going to be heading home this afternoon and looking forward to seeing you tomorrow at church. This blessing, this devotion this morning was a real blessing to me. And I want to say, first of all, to Sister Sanders, we ask her permission before we consider broadcasting some of Brother Sanders' teachings. And yes, I want to say, Sister Sanders, thank you for being able to handle this so that our people could be blessed. And if you would have said that you weren't up to it, we would have totally understood. I want to say that I really, really miss Brother Sanders.
Yes.
I found myself listening to him in the last few minutes and not even thinking at times that he had passed. I was thinking that he's here and I would be able to talk to him and tell him how good the teaching was. But he's got his battle behind him.
Yes.
And he's got it made. So all of the teachings that he taught and the things that he abided by has kept him, and he is on the other side, and I believe that we're soon going to join him. Brother Sanders always was into solid teaching that was sound and that was deep. He was blunt, but it was because he had a revelation of correction and knew what it had done for his life, and he wanted everyone else to be into that so that they could bear precious fruit. And it was because of his love that he talked as straight as he did. And I did have to laugh as he talked about husbands and wives, either you've got a good one or a lemon. I thought that was real funny. And then I haven't heard the expression diarrhea of the mouth in a long time. But that's why the Bible says that we need to be swift to hear and slow to speak. But Brother Sanders had a revelation of correction. He knew how it had helped him, and it was his zeal to help others. And so I want to say this has been such a blessing to me today. My wife is here with me. We're in the room getting ready to leave, and I think she would like to say something, so I'm going to let her speak.
Good morning, church, and especially good morning to you, Sister Sanders. We love you so much, and we're thinking of you today. Just hearing Brother Sanders' voice, just, I don't know, it made me just solemn and just appreciative and just remembered his spirit and the reverence and respect I had for him. there were times when he would walk by me at the organ and maybe I wasn't handling something the best. And he would say, Mr. Clark, you just carry on. Everything's going to be okay. And that's what I needed. And I loved him so much. He and Sister Sanders were and are a gift from God to us and our church. And Sister Sanders, we love you so much today. We're praying for you. I know this is a hard day, but know that True Church loves you, and we are praying for you. God bless you, church. I know that you all feel the loss today because everybody loved him so much. We love you. Have a good day.
Thank you, Pastor Clark. Thank you, Sister Clark. And we are thankful, church, for the voice of our elder Sanders. What an anointing we feel in our elder's voice. I can't really give any more comment than what Pastor Clark and Sister Clark have given. I'm simply going to read a few quotes from Elder Sanders here that I wrote down. The first one, like Pastor Clark said, pretty funny. Elder Sanders gave his definition of foolishness. It's just ridiculous behavior, is in his words. And then another thing that he said that was powerful was, if you don't listen to Pastor Clark, you're going to have a lot of problems. And church, even as he said these strong words, you could hear his humility as his voice broke and said, I want to make sure I stay in my place. What a great lesson in humility coming from our elder Sanders. And the Pastor Clark also mentioned it about having a good one or if you got a lemon. But he assured us that we got a good one in our pastor, Pastor Clark and Sister Clark. Church, why don't we just thank God right now for the anointing that we feel this morning and for the great lesson we heard in our Elder Sanders' message this morning. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your touch, for your anointing that we feel, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the great words and the great lesson and that we heard in our Elder Sanders' voice, Lord God. Help us to follow his model and his example, Lord Jesus, and his great leadership, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Church, we want to remind everyone to join us on our youth devotion tonight at 7:15 p.m. Please be thinking and meditating upon the great words we heard from our Elder Sanders this morning. God bless all of you. Have a great day in Jesus' name. Amen.